This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. And I'm very suspicious. Yes, I am. I know, which is one of those kind of... Hey, listen, I don't know what's wrong with me already, and it's early. I don't know whether to be... celebrating with fireworks, a big, huge... Oh, I'm sorry, that's the 4th of July, isn't it? Well, it seems like today is a very liberating day, after all. We're unmasking the unmasked, right? We're actually unmasking the unmaskers. That's what we're going to do. They're the ones who unmasked people, and now all of a sudden, shocking, we knew this day would come. We absolutely knew this day would come, that there would be a day in which the unmaskers would be unmasked. And here it is. It's unmasking day for you, everybody out there. And if you want to fire off fireworks, go right ahead. But, oh, listen, make sure you have your face mask on, right? Else Fauci will get you. Or it could be those wonderful people from Ventura County, California. They're going to come out and contact trace you. Yavul. Contract trace you. Or if you're from the Fresno Police Department, you're going to go in and you're going to look for all the old grannies and grandpas to arrest at the waffle barn. Yes, you got to have a waffle, right? And when you're having a waffle, you got to get arrested, especially if you're over 80 years old, because that's exactly who the police are targeting. They want all the oldsters to get arrested just because you want to have a waffle. And then they find... Everybody, they fine the business, you know, $5,000 a day, 2 days, $10,000 fine, because people are saying no to the totalitarians. Shocking. And they're going to fight back. They're going to punish you. Yes, they are. Yavul. It's nothing like, you know, Hitler or anything like that, but it starts, you know, listen. I'm sniffing around. You know, it smells a little bit like Hitler out there. It's kind of that putrid, just burned in the oven smell. If you know what I mean. We're not going to let this happen in this country, ladies and gentlemen. So all of you Hitlerians out there, all you local government officials and local state leaders, guess what? It's over for you. The American people have wised up, and it's over. You can talk, you can move your lips, you can pontificate, but when we know that the message comes from Adolf Hitler, it's over for you. So if you're messaging Hitler out there, good luck with the American people. So now that we've said that, we've really brightened up your day. It's time to really get on to what is really going on. This has just happened. Grinnell declassifies names of Obama administration members who spied on Flynn. Release is up to bar. Okay. This is a big story. It just now happened. It says it was published 2 hours ago. I just found it, like, right now. So if it was published, at all, you know, I don't know how they do this. I didn't see it just a few minutes ago. It says, Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grinnell has decided to declassify information about Obama administration officials who were behind the unmasking of Michael Flynn, whose calls with the former Russian ambassador during the presidential transition were picked up in surveillance and later leaked, and their names could soon be made public, a source confirmed. My understanding is that these calls were made from office phones and not covered by certain systems that would stop the recordings, stop them from being recorded. Now, having said that, there are ways in which you can stop that, and of course, many in the audience understand. Fox News confirmed that a new round of documents is expected in the wake of a document dump last week that renewed focus on the Russian investigation and specifically the treatment of Flynn. Now, this unmasking is much broader. It's not just Flynn here. This is me now speaking. Let's get you ready for this. And by the way, in the third hour, Scott Adams from The Scott Adams Show will be on. And I said to Scott this morning as we were talking pregame here, doing a little bit of pregame, I said, you know, man, this is just an incredible day. And we're both just going wild about all this. So this third hour ought to be a pretty wild hour for the both of us, because this is where it's all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. The documents are just going to be endless. They're going to be, the Obama people are absolutely mortified by this. They never thought it would come to this. Obama is squirming like crazy. In fact, I said to Scott, I said, you've got to come on today. And he's agreeing. He says, man, we got the worms. They are a squirming. And they are. Now, those of you that have been listening, I get hammered all the time. When's this going to happen? When's this going to happen? I go out in a meeting. When's this going to happen? When's this going to happen? I get hammered. I said, wait for it. And just the other day, when's this all going to happen? I go crazy. It's happening. It's been happening, and you just haven't seen it, really. But this is, of course, the unmasking. This is the article. I'm going back to the article. The unmasking concerns events between November 2016 election and inauguration day 2017 Fox News is told. Now, okay, if that's the case, I don't think we're going to get all the unmasking yet. Then I do believe, and I haven't read the article. Like I said, this is a cold read. I do believe that there's other stuff, because there were other people, a lot of people that were unmasked. I mean, goodness gracious. This whole unmasking. By the way, none of this unmasking is legal. I think there's multiple felonies associated with this. And then you leak it. Now, if you're James Comey, and I hear everybody telling him this, I don't talk to Comey, and I don't do the Comey strut thing out there, but I do have to say that if I was Comey, and I've said it on occasion, but I will say it again. Man, you better shut up and join the others that have shut up. Like, you haven't heard Brennan out there too much. Or Clapper, right? Clap on, clap off. He's not talking. And now we're actually learning that Clapper has been talking. Yeah. And actually, several of these people that we've been implicating are thinking that they've been guilty as snot. Are not guilty and did not have something to do with it. This is, again, this is a clarifier. So we've been asking for the truth on this issue for how many years now? Years. But there were people that wanted to hide a lot of stuff and manipulate the information, like Adam Schiff. Oh, isn't he a peach? Oh, and by the way, big day in Adam Schiff's territory. Congressional District 25 up for grabs. You know, that's the throuple business with, Katie Hill. And about four other usual suspects, I guess. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Okay, we're looking at this information that's coming in, and this is a breaking story, in that this is one of the moments that we've got them out in the open field, and I'll explain that in hour three. We may even take some of your calls in hour three. Says, okay, the story is Grinnell declassifies names of Obama officials who unmask Flynn. Okay, and I want to, I was right in my assumptions as I started to read this, because during the break, I was reading it. I was reading the story. What a concept. So anyway, I'm reading the story. I'm getting ahead of myself. And I know it's like fresh, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Now, this is what I've got. Fox News confirmed that a new round of documents is expected. Okay, in the wake of a document dump last week that renewed focus on the Russia investigation and specifically the treatment of Flynn, the unmasking concerns events between November 2016 and Inauguration Day 2017, Fox News is told. Now, this is the next paragraph. Another source familiar with the intelligence told Fox News that Grinnell is moving to declassify several pieces of intelligence in stages. There you go. So that, so I'm just going by this statement that this is only concerning Flynn, because there's a lot of unmasking that happened right after in November 2016 to the inauguration day. That was done by a lot of the Obama people, which, of course, that it was not supposed to happen with these people. They really had no right to do it. So now you have a problem with, or they exceeded their rights and responsibilities in this unmasking. That's kind of the problem. Okay, so it says the Wall Street Journal, which reported on the looming release overnight, cited a senior government official who called Grinnell's move unprecedented, as it came just days after the Justice Department dropped his case against Flynn, President Trump's first national security advisor. It is now up to Attorney General William Barr to release the names publicly. So it's going to be Barr. You think he's going to do it? I think so. I mean, you know, I'm kind of bearish on Barr. And then there's this Bull guy. Well, I call him Bull Durham. John Bull Durham, wouldn't you? I'd call him that too. So bear down, was it bear down, bull up? Was that what it is? Bear down, bull. Yeah, okay. You may have heard that term, bear down, bull up. You know what that is? It's when they used to take bears and bulls and let them fight together. You get a bear and a bull going at each other. Bear down, bear pulls the bull down. Bull up, but the bull pops up the bear, right, with his horns. Yeah, you got to listen. You have to have lived in gold country. I lived up in the High Sierras in the gold country for many, many years, and that's back in the day. Back in the day with these gold rush people, that's what they used to do, get those bears, get those bulls together. The first time I ever walked into one of the restaurants in one of the little towns up there, they had a bear there in the room with you. God. I said, welcome to my hood. Anyway, I'm sorry, just sort of digressing about bear down bull Durham. William Barr is a bear. And you got the Bull Durham guy, yeah. Unmasking occurs after U.S. citizens' conversations are incidentally picked up. Now, the word incidentally is the key thing. Picked up in conversations with foreign officials who are being monitored by the intelligence community. And the U.S. citizens identifies identities are supposed to be protected if their participation is incidental and no wrongdoing is suspected. However, officials can determine the U.S. citizens' names through a process that is supposed to be to safeguard their rights. Officials in the Obama administration have acknowledged that they unmasked some Americans in intelligence reports, but insisted that their reasons were legitimate. Susan Rice, Obama's former national security advisor, said she unmasked the identities of Trump officials during the transition, according to ABC News. She has denied leaking their identities or being politically motivated. Then why did she do it? Right. I mean, that's just Susan Rice. Then why did she do it? And at the time, she was acting as Obama's former national security advisor. There's other personalities that are going to be revealed that were unmasking people, and they had no business doing it. That's going to be another little thread in all this. An official told ABC News that Grinnell visited the Justice Department at some point last week and had the list with him. Of course, there's a picture of him walking into Justice with a big, huge satchel. The decision to drop the case was made even though prosecutors for the first 3 years have maintained that Flynn lied to the FBI in a January 2017 interview about his conversations with the Russian ambassador, Kislyak. I put that in there. Flynn pleaded guilty to this, but later sought to withdraw the plea. Well, because he was coerced and threatened and intimidated by these people into it, basically. Recent documents released in the case included handwritten notes in which FBI officials questioned what the purpose of interviewing Flynn. What is our goal? One of the notes read. Truth, admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. Duh. Says in court documents filed last week, the Justice Department said that after reviewing newly disclosed information and other materials, it agreed with Flynn's lawyers that his January 24, 2017 interview with the FBI should never have taken place because he had not had inappropriate contacts with Russians. The interview, the department said, was conducted without any legitimate investigative basis. Sidney Powell, one of Flynn's lawyers, told Fox News Sunday Morning Futures that FBI agents did their best to hide their investigation and attempted to entrap Flynn. She mentioned a meeting on January 5th, 2017 at the White House that included Obama, then FBI Director James Comey, then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former CIA Director John Brennan. Boy, all the usual suspects right there in the room. Now remember, Obama is still president. Okay, he's still president. That's why he's there. I mean, some people get that confused because remember, Trump did not come in until January 21st. He was sworn in. Powell said the whole thing was orchestrated to set up within the FBI, Clapper, Brennan, and in the Oval Office meeting that day with President Obama. She told Maria Bartiromo, the anchor. Bartiromo asked Powell if she believed the scandal reached up to Obama, and Powell said, responded, absolutely. And we've been responding, absolutely, on Agenda 21 Radio for years. Of course. Obama never did anything. And about this same time, I want to relay this story to you. About this same time, you have Obama administration officials meet where? In Natomas, California. And they're meeting with what? The head of gangs in California. All the big gang leaders were meeting with Obama officials. And this was sponsored in part by the Mexican consulate. Daryl Steinberg was there. Shocking, the current mayor of Sacramento, California. And one of the topics that they discussed was, what is it going to be like if would any of you kill your fellow Californians for this revolution? Shocking. Shocking. See, they had a lot of work to do before they left office, guys. Now, what's going on in California? Just thought I'd throw that one at you. There's new California. We know that. We know that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Stories are out that apparently China, the country of China, wants to reopen trade talks with the United States because they're in terrible financial health right now. But apparently the president's saying, nope, not going to do it because, as we have heard him repeatedly, he thinks China is the reason that they have infected the entire world with this thing, and they simply were not forthcoming with that. Is that accurate? China wants to reopen, and now it's like, forget about it?
Yeah, the president has said he has no interest in reopening the China trade negotiations. And what an acknowledgement by China of the great work of this administration. The fact that they want to renegotiate the deal because they know that they negotiated with the great deal maker, President Trump, who got an extraordinary deal for the American people. China buying $250 billion worth of American goods. The China tariffs giving us the ability to give billions to America's farmers and to purchase agricultural products. This was a big win for the American people. It appears that based on that evidence, China knows that. But President Trump has no interest in renegotiating, especially given that China put American lives at risk at the beginning of this pandemic.
Yeah, that was Kayleigh McElhaney talking about Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is doing for trade and all that other good stuff. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'll tell you, this is all good stuff going on here. Now I'm going to get back to other stuff. What I really want to do is go to Gateway Pundit. Let me click on the right button here, right? We got so much going on about California. I can't wait for this one, right? So the big story here is, of course, Grinnell declassifies list of Obama officials involved in unmasking Flynn. Now, I'm not going to go there. Okay, I'm going to go just to see if there's additional information about this, because is there other... he mentions Klishniak here in this article, which they didn't in the last article. It says the names of the officials were involved in unmasking General Flynn and his calls to Klishniak. Okay, Klishniak... these are the public calls. They were made on the public telephone system, not his other deaf protected acting director national. Okay, so this is a big time trending story. And what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for any more gambits of data that may have come from this. It says Obama's former national security advisor, Susan Rice, that's there. It says, according to previous reports by John Solomon, Obama, this is one I was looking for, Samantha Power, because this is a big one. And now this is in the Gateway Pundit article, was not in the last one. This is important for me. This is more important, and I don't think they released this. This says, according to previous reports by John Solomon, Obama's ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, the red-haired chick, also. Yeah, how do you like that? I better clean up. There's something wrong with me today. It's a celebratory day. It says, according to previous reports by John Solomon, Obama's ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, also unmasked hundreds of Americans in Obama's last year in office. Okay, listen, this woman had no business doing this. See, this is something else. I mean, so she had no business unmasking people. The protocols were, if she wanted somebody unmasked, she'd ask somebody who had an official capacity to unmask. I mean, and, you know, I would put this to Nikki Haley. How many people did she unmask? I don't think she unmasked anybody in her time frame. I mean, that's just a UN, the United Nations ambassador, Samantha Power, also unmasked hundreds of Americans in Obama's last year in office. In fact, it was really the last few months. In fact, Samantha Power sought to unmask Americans on nearly a daily basis. I mean, this is just outrageous. You don't do this. Congressman Nunes has been on the front lines accusing the criminal Obama administration of illegally unmasking Trump's transition team, and it looks like we may soon find out who targeted Flynn. Was it Samantha? See this? Was it Samantha Power? We're gonna openly speculate in the third hour with Scott Adams on this, because this is important. This is a bridge that leads to something else. There's no doubt about it. Why would Samantha Power be unmasking hundreds of Americans in Obama's last year in office? Now, the ties to the State Department. John Kerry. Ukraine. See why I'm asking this question? Who were these people that Samantha Power was unmasking? Number one. And number two, why was she doing that? And who was John Kerry in the State Department unmasking? We're getting into Ukraine here, folks. Oh, no, we can't go to the Ukraine because Obama says so, right? Man, are the that's why the title of the third hour today, The Worms Are Squirming. In fact, Samantha Power on a nearly daily basis. What is she unmasking, an army? Is that what she's unmasking as an army? Checking out to see whether or not certain people qualify to be in a paramilitary organization, perhaps? Just thought I'd ask the question. Wow. See this Ukrainian thing? It's much more than a perfect, beautiful telephone call. The Justice Department dropped its case against Flynn last Thursday after bombshell documents were released showing he was framed by the FBI. Interesting, huh? Excuse me, but this is a protest call. New California.
Yes, question. Is it okay if I forward the email to other people?
Absolutely, help yourself.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. We're having a little thing going on in down in Fremont tomorrow. We'll tell you about that in a second hour. So this, I think, is major, major league news. And I think that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the Samantha Power connection. That's why I went to the Gateway Pundit story about this. And I really like the Gateway Pundit. They're quick. They're responsive. They got great data. It says, President Obama's hands are dirty. Uh-oh. Now, see, this is the other thing. When you do investigations, and sometimes, you know, like crimes and criminal behavior, I was a school administrator, and I had great leeway in a lot of different things that were criminal. I got to tell you that. A lot of things. When you are a school administrator, unfortunately, that's some of this dirty work you have to do. And I didn't like it because I want to educate kids, but you have to protect kids, and your responsibility is to protect children. And even to protect families. That's what a good administrator does. And you can protect the families from the intrusion of government, by the way. Which is another aspect of being a good administrator, I might add. Some administrators and health people don't believe in that. No. Right. You can play Hitler really easily in these positions. I can tell you that. I did not believe in this, and I don't believe in what's going on right now with these health of it. That's Hitlerian, folks. That's Hitlerian. But I can tell you, I know how they can go there, and you never want to go there. That's not your responsibility. But anyway, Obama's hands are dirty, and that's what the article we're going to come back with. President Obama's hands are dirty. They are beyond dirty. He has judicial blood on his hands, says former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova. I wonder if he likes New California. I think he does. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to catch up to, I think, Jesse Waters thing about the leaks. Fox News' Jesse Waters. Barr has documents that could show Obama's powerful connection to Spygate. Oh, Spygate, of course, is really... That was really taken from... let's see if we got the right thing going. That was really taken from... Here we go.
Old, I'm Jesse Waters. Obamagate. That's the subject of tonight's Waters words.
I'm proud of the fact that with 2 weeks to go, we're probably the first administration in modern history that hasn't had a major scandal in the White House.
What a joke. The Obama people got caught this week, and it looks like it goes straight to the top. Let's start here. Remember these Obama officials who told the country Trump was a traitor?
What a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible.
President Putin's got a very high return on his investment.
He's taken a series of steps that had Vladimir Susan Putin Rice. Dictated them, he couldn't have mirrored
Samantha
more
Powers
effectively.
Before that.
These horrible people were lying on national television, and they knew they were lying. They just didn't think they'd get caught. Well, we caught them. When House Republicans put him under oath in 2017, every single one of them said they'd seen no evidence of collusion. So American patriot Rick Grenell, acting director of national intelligence, released the transcripts of these low lives, admitting there was never collusion. You ready? James Clapper, quote, never saw any direct empirical evidence. Samantha Power, I am not in possession of anything. Susan Rice, I don't recall evidence to that effect. And Andrew McCabe on the sealed dossier, we have not been able to prove the accuracy. So the Obama administration wiretapped, spied on, and investigated their political opponents, and they never had any evidence of collusion. They didn't have any then, and they don't have any now, because there was no collusion. It was a frame-up. Now, what they did was they went on TV and told everybody Trump was a traitor, though. Adam Schiff did, too. These people are evil, and they're sick. I hate them for what they did to this country, and I'll never forgive them. And I'll never forgive them for what they did to Michael Flynn, a three-star general who spent 30 years protecting America. The Department of Justice finally dropped the case against him. Here's AG Bill Barr.
What should Americans take away from your actions in the Flynn case today?
I want to make sure that we restore confidence in the system. There's only one standard of justice.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
You know, that's funny, but it's also true. And that's why this November is so important. These disgraceful people will rewrite history if they get the chance. Now, the DOJ said there was no basis for James Comey to send in FBI agents to interview Flynn. The DOJ said the interview was unjustified and had nothing to do with a legitimate investigation. The DOJ said Flynn's phone call with the Russian ambassador was perfectly legal and totally appropriate. The DOJ said Flynn did not violate the stupid Logan Act, and that he never committed perjury anyway. Remember, we finally saw documents that showed FBI agents plotting to entrap Flynn, floating their goal to get him to lie, lock him up, or get him fired. The reason the Obama administration needed Flynn gone was because he was about to uncover the scandal that the Trump team had been illegally spied on and smeared. They needed Flynn gone because their coup needed to continue. And the second Flynn was confirmed as national security advisor, he'd be able to see everything that they'd been doing. Now, the president fumed over this injustice earlier.
I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot. They're scum. They're human scum. The Obama administration Justice Department was a disgrace. And they got caught. They got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dishonest. It's treason. It's treason.
Strong words. And they're backed by facts.
Treason.
New documents tell us everything. They'd opened up an investigation on Flynn just because he was on the Trump campaign and he'd traveled to Russia once. The Steele dossier was a Hillary hit job. And it was all just Russian disinformation. And they knew it. And they used it anyway to get a warrant. The FBI had doctored evidence to listen to Carter Page's phone calls. The Papadopoulos conversation at the bar, CIA set up. The Manafort black book was a fake tip from Clinton's Ukrainian contacts. The spies, the wiretaps. Flynn was about to find out all. So Obama's team illegally leaked Flynn's classified phone call to create a Russian cloud around him, and then sneak FBI agents into the White House to take him out. Barack Obama knew what was going on. New transcripts show Obama was aware of the intimate details of Flynn's call, a call that wasn't criminal at all. This raised eyebrows because Obama hated Flynn, fired him in 2014, and told Trump not to hire him. It makes sense now, doesn't it? As we told you last week, Flynn clashed with Obama's CIA. He didn't like how political they were and believed they were covering up the truth about al-Qaeda. On January 5th, 2017, during the transition, Obama DOJ official Sally Yates attended an Oval Office meeting with Comey, Biden, Brennan, Rice, and Clapper, according to these documents. They were discussing Russian election interference, which they'd obviously use as an excuse for Hillary losing. And after the briefing, Obama asked Yates and Comey to stay behind and said he had learned of the information about Flynn and his conversation with the Russian ambassador. Obama was seeking information on whether the White House should be treating Flynn any differently, given the information. Yates recalled James Comey mentioning the Logan Act in front of the president, which ended up being the BS excuse for unleashing the sting. Another memo says Biden stayed behind, too, and witnessed the conversation. Now, remember the Strzok Page text that came out? Remember this one? The White House is running this. POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Oh, no. I mean, I forgot about that exchange. And this was August August 5th, 2016. This exchange from August 5th to 2016, Peter Strzok says this. This is, remember, Lisa Page says Paramore. They're doing the nasty, right? Is that what it's called? The nasty. So Peter Strzok writes, "The White House is running this." That's what he writes. And then she says, but then she says later on in the text, September 2016, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Now that is not a good thing. So, and you've got clearly POTUS is involved because, I mean, Peter Strzok says the White House is running this. And then Lisa Page says a month later, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Naturally, because counterintelligence investigations are done solely for the commander-in-chief. It all connects now, doesn't it? A source is telling Waters World that Attorney General Bill Barr was just given a trove of smoking gun documents.
Smoking.
That could point directly at former President Barack Obama.
Smoking.
Revealing his powerful connection to Spygate and the Russia hoax. Yesterday, President Trump hinted this is far from over. Here's the tweet. Yesterday was a big day for justice in the USA. Congratulations to General Flynn and many others. I do believe there is much more to come. Dirty cops and crooked politicians do not go well together.
Smoking.
We'll have to wait and see how this all unfolds. Reports are that Adam Schiff is, quote, panicking. John Durham is working around the clock, putting together a winnable case in court. But if this goes all the way to the top, like it appears it does, Bill Barr is going to have to appoint a special prosecutor with a wider scope to get to the bottom, or should I say, the top of Obamagate.
Smoking. Obamagate makes Watergate look small time, wrote Trump yesterday. In a tweet. Something like that. Should we go to Trump tweets right now? I say we're just, at this point, we're smoking. Smoking hot is what I say. We'll go to Trump tweets right now. All I know, impulsively, he said, almost said something I shouldn't have said. Oh, he's got the Tucker Carlson thing, too. It says Obamagate. This is Tucker. I'm going to tease you with this. Here we go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson.
It's a tease.
On Inauguration Day 2017, it's likely that not 1 in 100,000 Americans was thinking about Russia. It was the last thing most people were thinking about. The Cold War had ended peacefully more than 25 years before. Moscow was no longer America's main strategic rival, as it had been for 50 years. Russia had been downgraded instead to the status of a regional power consumed with disputes with obscure places like Ukraine. In the American media, there were more stories about Russian alcoholism than there were about Russian ICBMs. But in the White House in Washington that morning, Russia was very much the main topic. It was January 20th, the last day of the Obama administration. Outgoing National Security Advisor Susan Rice sat down at her desk to write her final memo. Rice described the presidential transition, which had been underway for months. Then she wrote this. During a meeting 2 weeks before, quote, President Obama said he wants to be sure that as we engage with the incoming team, we are mindful to ascertain if there is any reason we cannot share information fully as it relates to Russia. Now, Rice did not explain why Obama's staff felt it might not be possible to give intelligence on Russia to Donald Trump's staff, or for that matter, why the Obama people thought they had the right to withhold national security information from an incoming American president who had just won a national election. But Rice didn't need to elaborate. There was only one possible explanation for this. Donald Trump could very well be a Russian agent. Barack Obama himself said he believed that was possible. In Rice's words, quote, the president asked Jim Comey to inform him if anything changes in the next few weeks that should affect how we share classified information with the incoming team. Comey said he would. Now, what exactly does that mean? Here's what it means. The president of the United States turned to the head of the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement official in America, and said, continue to secretly investigate my chief political rival so that I can act against him.
Smoking. Anyway, thanks for listening. There's more to come here in the next hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.